Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Ron, and here's what he's got to say. Hello, Mr. Sane Man. Hope all is well, my brother. I wanted to get your take on young men and or men in general acquiring sets in cryptocurrency mining. I've ordered books recently to conduct my own research, but prefer to get your molecular breakdown. I retired from the U.S. Navy with 20 years of service, and presently work in another federal agency for the last 10 years. Hopefully I can do another 10 with 40 years total government service. Besides investing in Bitcoin, I wanted to possibly explore acquiring skill sets in crypto mining. Godspeed to your future endeavor, sir. Well, Ron, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. It's not a topic that most guys are interested in, but I've made more money chasing Bitcoin instead of babes. Crypto mining is a horrible cutthroat business. In the last year and a half, the hash rate or number of computers mining Bitcoin has grown exponentially and even tripled. But the production was cut in half 3 months ago. So that means if you didn't grow your mining capacity over the last year and a half by 6 times, you get a lot less Bitcoin. Sure, the price has gone up 2.5 times since then. But your net profit has been cut by more than half. The price is to double again to compensate your efforts from here. So we need to see $130,000 to $140,000 Bitcoin price or there's going to be hell to pay. Plus, a lot of mining companies aren't very profitable to begin with. Wall Street hedge funds are like buzzards circling above, shorting the mining stocks, which have massively underperformed owning Bitcoin outright. With a business model like that, what young guy actually wants to start a mining company? Even with free electricity, I wouldn't do it. Ron, I think the young guys are too late for this particular cycle, unless they want to go to a third world country and work there. That's where a lot of the new mining capacity is being brought online. I believe the Paraguay or some other South American country is selling electricity to foreign Bitcoin miners now, and making more profit than selling electricity locally. Maybe in a place like Africa, if you want to set up a mining business, then do it. But then you have to worry about people stealing your mining equipment. By all means, learn about installing the IT infrastructure for a mining company. But if you start your own, only the best survive, and it's a cutthroat business. And I never get into it. Get jobs working on remote hydro sites in places like Northern Canada if the next Prime Minister of Canada, Pierre Poilievre, funds them. Those will be the multiple six-figure jobs. But remember that in 10 years, 99% of Bitcoin will have been mined. The mining gold rush will have ended. You don't see guys like Michael Saylor putting his money into mining. He's buying the asset outright and sitting on it waiting for it to appreciate. People also appear to be waking up and not buying shitcoins either. Those have barely appreciated at all this cycle. I guess if I had to mine Bitcoin, I'd obviously join a mining pool which would guarantee some return over time. I think the best opportunity is in selling mining rigs to mining companies, because it's guaranteed income. During the California Gold Rush in the middle of the 19th century, the only people that were guaranteed to make money were those selling shovels. NVIDIA is selling the shovel for AI and Bitcoin. You always have to swim upstream from any financial ecosystem to make profits. Also remember that 80% of the gains in the so-called crypto bull run happen in only 3 months. After that, it usually peaks, trades sideways, and then crashes. If you're ballsy like me, you'll short the market as it tumbles and make profit doing it. I'll discuss more in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, The Family Law Project. It's similar to RateMDs.com, and if you've been to a corrupt family court or woke school, you can now report terrible judges, teachers, caseworkers, and therapists on the Family Law Accountability Project. It helps you figure out which lawyers and educational institutions to avoid too. And by leaving a review, you help others having their academic or financial life wrecked by wokesters. What are you waiting for? Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to how does Sandman know so much about Bitcoin Clown World Show. These days I'm more of a professional hodler than a YouTuber, and it's hard work. I spend 2 or 3 hours a day watching videos about Bitcoin and educating myself to keep myself invested instead of cashing in my chips and retiring off my passive income investments. Investing in NVIDIA here is risky, as its price-earnings ratio is around 70. We're getting to the mid-late stage of this bull market in tech stocks and Bitcoin. Economic problems always happen 6 to 12 months after the interest rate cuts, and not when they lower them. The ECB in Canada have started their interest rate cuts, and the US will probably do so as well. I suspect that would signal a top sometime in early to mid-2025. The easy opportunities are gone. With Bitcoin, when the price got up to 70,000, I had people that swore they'd never buy it contact me, mostly women trying to learn how to get it. That's usually a top sign, or at the very least a short-term top and it has been. It's been a mostly boring market for the last 4 months. And it's worth $68,000, and that might change by the time I release this video. People get bored. They leave, and only then does the price pop. That's human nature. When you say crypto mining, what you mean is Bitcoin mining, because the next largest network, with regards to proof of work, is actually Dogecoin, which is a joke. Ron, just be aware we're closer to the top of this cycle than the bottom. You should have been setting yourself up 2 years ago in the summer of 2022 at the low. But back then, Bitcoin was unloved and everyone was convinced it was going much lower, or possibly zero. The miners have less Bitcoin in their reserves than they've ever had. They've had to sell most of them because their ASIC mining rigs constantly need to be upgraded to be competitive. That's playing into the hands of companies like Nvidia, which are selling them hardware while raking in record profits. And now that company is the second largest in the world after Microsoft. If I wanted to have job security in the mining business, I'd work for a company like Nvidia, manufacturing mining rigs or designing them. I'd be building a better shovel instead of installing it for their customers. Plus, when the crypto run is done, AI will probably still be there, so the chips will still need to be made. This isn't financial advice, but buying Bitcoin mining stocks at the end of 2026 would have been the most profitable. If you had bought them at the end of 2022, you'd be up 6 times. But Bitcoin is only up 4 times with way less risk. Bitcoin also might double in price from here if we're lucky. If it doubles, then that's a bonus, but I won't expect it. I suspect we'll probably top out around 120. That's conservative, but the truth is that no one knows. And after that, it'll decline and everyone will forget about it for another 3 years and declare it dead once more. Jobs for mining companies are also precarious because of consolidations. Bitfarms in Canada was recently offered a deal by another company called Riot. If they had merged, there would have been layoffs due to redundancy in their workforce. If you're in a third world country, getting electrical skills to install Bitcoin rigs might make some sense in countries with cheap electricity. Even if there are opportunities in North America, they would only be short-lived, because most will be gone in 5 to 10 years' time. Even getting a job in AI could see you getting replaced in only 5 to 10 years. I'm increasingly worried that unless you're already wealthy with assets, you won't be able to work your way through the AI, autonomous vehicle robot in Bitcoin future. I'm not pessimistic. I'm trying to be realistic. Companies want full automation and not workers going forward. People missed the boat on Bitcoin and Nvidia 2 years ago. If you buy it now, odds are you'll be rewarded in 3 to 4 years. But it's probably going to be rather volatile. In 2026, hopefully we will see a recession, a Bitcoin crash, and tech stock meltdown. And that'll represent the perfect time to scoop in and buy cheap assets again. I'll let you guys know when that is. But Ron, as for getting into a mining business, it's too cutthroat as an owner and too unstable as a worker. But a guy could still become an electrician or work on solar and wind installation projects, and some of that energy could go into Bitcoin mining, which is the greenest industry in the world. But that's not just Bitcoin mining, but renewables in general. Solar and wind installations are growing exponentially, and I'd get involved in that instead. If I was an engineer, I'd also try and getting into SpaceX. They're probably going to have a stock IPO in the next year, and once the Starship rocket starts exploring space and deploying satellites, there might be tons of industries like space tourism and space station construction that need workers. If I was young and competent enough, that's the industry I would be getting into, especially with things like helium-3 mining on the moon, if we learn to harness that power, or constructing space hotels for tourism. You know that the hazard pay will be out of this world, no pun intended. Other careers that are good for the future are people that prompt AI to complete certain tasks. Even AIs will need managers. Yet humans still need to decide what the AI creates and guide it along to make something that other humans will like. But even that might only exist for 10 years before it becomes obsolete. Also, in addition to installing renewable power like wind and solar, or installing Bitcoin mining rigs, there will be plenty of work left installing all the AI data centers. So dipping your feet into both sides of the economy, AI and crypto would give you a lot of resilience because they have overlap. Just be ready to shift gears. My first online career was as a webmaster, and that didn't exist until the late 90s, and it died out in the late 2010s. YouTube/influencer after that, but even that's starting to wobble. My most profitable career thus far has been professional Bitcoin hodler, getting paid to watch videos. Work is increasingly becoming for chumps, it seems. That's unfortunate because without it, most people lose meaning and purpose. I hope my rant helps, Ron. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ron for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the US government tried to smash Bitcoin, but now it's being forced to embrace it or risk being left behind? Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the people jumping on the Bitcoin bandwagon in the seventh inning away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.